This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasan with Kusi Chuang and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. Now, in half an hour, we've got The Breakfast Grill. And today, I'll be speaking with Lucas Ng, co-founder of Carousel. Now, they've seen significant growth over the last few years. And they are one of the largest and fastest online classified marketplaces in the world with over 250 million listings and operate in 9 countries, including Malaysia, Hong Kong and Canada. And today, we'll be getting into the growth of Carousel, how the pandemic has affected their sales and their growth plans going forward. And I also want to find out about what Lucas thinks about Facebook's growing presence in the classified scenes. I think marketplace on Facebook's platform has grown significantly and now they're launching shops. So I'm going to ask him about that, how he thinks the competition will play out, especially with Facebook's aggressive stance. Well, right now, speaking of Facebook, most big tech super stocks aren't just surviving the coronavirus, they're thriving. At a time of mass unemployment, mounting bankruptcies, and a historic collapse in GDP, the mega companies are powering a V-shaped recovery on Wall Street. Facebook, Apple, Google, Alphabet, and Netflix and Amazon as well are hitting record highs. The FANG Plus Index has surged 29% this year compared with a flat performance of the S&P 500.
Yeah, some questions out here. Does this rally still have legs? What's next for these companies to grow earnings? Some questions we are hoping to pose. And also, regulations, right? US President Donald Trump, he's also coming out on a war against Twitter and Facebook. How will all this affect their valuations?
And for more on this, we have on the line with us Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities at Wedbush Securities. Dan, are you there on the line with us?
Great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. Now, since its low in March, Facebook stock has surged almost 60% at this point, now higher than before the COVID-19 outbreak. What is the reason for this? And with these lofty valuations, can the stock does the stock still have legs?
It's a great question. It all comes down to engagement. And you have billions on the platform, which is unmatched from an advertising perspective. I think what you've seen in the lockdown, and similar to what you've seen in streaming for companies like Netflix and Disney, is that engagement on the Facebook platform continues to be strong. Advertisers continue to spend significant dollars. And I think it's a stock that continues to have upside here, despite some of the regulatory risks and noise around the stock.
Trump has signed an executive order to remove legal immunity over content posted by users. So like you mentioned, the regulatory risk. So treating them like publishers instead of platforms. I suspect, I'm guessing that this might not be the first of many regulations to come to sort of regulate social media platforms. So in the long term, how bullish are you about Facebook and Twitter?
Look, we're very bullish overall on tech and, especially even when it comes to social media platforms. Because the regulatory risk is there, but as you saw, investors in the street kind of shrugged it off in terms of the Trump versus Twitter battle. I do think that Twitter is less attractive than Facebook as a stock when you look at the dynamics in terms of the platform, the advertising. And I think you've seen investors continue to kind of be bullish on Facebook. And I still think numbers on the other side of this dark valley of COVID-19, I think numbers go higher for Facebook.
Yeah, Dan, I've got your profile in front of me on the Bloomberg, and I noticed that out of the FANG stocks, you only cover essentially Apple and Microsoft. You don't cover Amazon or Alphabet or even Facebook that you've just been discussing. First of all, why do you not cover those two stocks within the FANG's universe? And secondly, with the concentration risk of these 5 stocks on the S&P at about 23% odd, does that concern you?
Sure, and that's part of our broader tech coverage. In terms of FANG names. And when you look at our favorite names on FANG, it's been Apple. I mean, Apple, to me, continues to be the one where I think bull case you could be looking at a $425 stock for Apple on the other side of this. And we continue to think FANG names overall go up about 20 to 25% for the rest of this year.
And Dan, one of the things we're noticing is that big tech has started their M&As, right? So we're seeing them taking up stakes, investments. Now, so far, which are the deals that are most interesting to you?
Well, no, but you raise a great point because I think the one thing from regulatory that's going to be an impact to these business models is less M&A. Because you're going to see a lot more scrutiny. You're seeing it in terms of Giphy, Facebook. you're seeing in terms of the Fitbit acquisition as well from Google. I think from an M&A perspective right now, the biggest interest is especially on the ride sharing side and delivery to see Uber, Grubhub ultimately in that marriage. Does Grubhub end up, you know, in Uber or potentially from another bidder? And we, you know, we've seen some of that coming out of Europe as well in terms of potential bidders.
Well, just looking at this, Facebook is joining PayPal and other tech giants in acquiring Gojek, the Indonesian company. And, you know, what does this signal to you?
Well, I mean, as someone, I mean, I was there in January throughout Indonesia doing my own work in the field. And it's explosive in terms of what Gojek's seeing. And I think it's not a surprise that Facebook and other tech giants want a piece of that, because you look at them making bets on the gig economy, especially in Asia, and especially you look what's happened with Gojek in Indonesia as well. And I think it's something where you're going to see more and more of this, tech giants investing internationally, because it's just going to give them more and more exposure. For Facebook, it's all about them trying to further build out their presence and integrating into other platforms, especially when you look at overall in the gig economy.
Now, Dan, let's take a look at your favorite stock you mentioned earlier, Apple. Broadcom is suggesting that the new iPhone launch will be delayed or could be delayed at the very least. What kind of impact, if this happens, what kind of impact could we see to Apple's bottom line if the iPhone, which is its flagship product, gets delayed?
Yeah, and I do think it's going to be delayed by anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. And we've talked about that. But the important thing for investors is that it continues to, it will be launched in terms of iPhone 12 ahead of holiday season. It's going to be a 5G phone. You'll have four models out, we believe. And I think both in the US, Europe, as well as in Asia, I think it's going to be extremely strong demand. And I think it just comes down to the numbers. 350 million of 950 million iPhones worldwide are an upgrade opportunity, if not upgrade in 3.5 years. You kind of combine that. Even if it's delayed 4 to 6 weeks, I continue to think a year from now, Apple's a stock that has a 4 in front of it.
Okay, I want to circle back to the concentration risk theme, Daniel, which you didn't address earlier. And I want to talk about the from an earnings standpoint as well. From the FANGs perspective, which of those five companies have the most resilient earnings going forward? And how resilient has been the FANGs rally so far going forward?
Yeah, and first, in terms of the concentration risk, that's why I think the playbook here in tech, you have to have the large cap exposure in terms of FANG names, but I do believe subsector-wise, you really want to be looking at cloud, cybersecurity, and other parts of that sort of tech food chain to play along with some of the large cap plays. Look, I think when you look at the resilience from an earnings perspective, it continues to be Apple and Amazon. The reason I pick out Amazon is that you have the e-commerce strength. But right now, probably the biggest theme in COVID-19 has been the acceleration of the cloud trend. You're seeing that for Microsoft, as well as for Amazon, as well as Google on the GCP side. So I think Apple and Amazon, when you stress test numbers, those are the ones to me that kind of stick out.
So very quickly, any other tech stocks that we could be looking out for? I think Adobe has done very well, or maybe a smaller stock like Stitch.
Yeah, I personally would... We're very bullish in cybersecurity. I think you look at names like a Zscaler, ZS, Palo Alto, a Varonis, VRNS. There's a cybersecurity play here because remember, as you move to cloud, companies need to protect that with cybersecurity. And I think you can also see a lot of M&A in cybersecurity over the next 6 to 12 months.
All right, Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Security. Bullish on the tech stocks, very bullish on Apple, calling a possible 4 in front of the Apple stock there in a bull case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's all about services, right? And when you look at it from an earnings standpoint, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple all offer services revenues. But from a valuation standpoint, I don't think we really discussed this earlier. I think only Amazon really has a standout PE, or I think in triple-digit terms. But the rest of them don't really. I think somewhere in the 20s and 30s going forward. So I guess that there is some momentum to what he's discussing.
Well, cybersecurity stocks, that would be interesting. I guess that doesn't really usually fall on investors' radar because those names are a bit more unknown, D2B stocks.
Like. Yeah, but he's becoming increasingly bullish on it. Fortinet used to be maybe $40 back in the day. It's now trading at $120, $140 or such. But right now, we're going into a few messages. And when we come back, we'll be speaking to Lawrence Todd of Ideas on the Government's Economic Recovery Plan. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.